知道呢是同一位作者所写的。
For those of us who are familiar with these hymns, these two were written by one person.
不晓得弟兄姊妹知不知道这作者是谁。
Do you know who the writer is for this hymn?
她是一位英国的姊妹。
She was a British sister.
她的名字叫做 Frances Havergal.
Her name was Frances Havergal.
她一生写的诗歌呢，几乎每一首都是经典之作。
And it seems that every single hymn that she wrote was a very precious one, one of the best.
还有哈，我们看见她的诗歌大部分的主题都讲到奉献。
Major themes of her hymns have to do with consecration.
刚才我们弟兄说唱的第二首哈，是他最喜欢的诗歌的一首。
Just now, our brother said the second hymn we sang was one of his favorites.
我自己回忆啊，在快要35年、40年前。
As I recall, about 35 or 40 years ago.
我刚到美国来读书。
I first came to the States to study.
那么，头一年呢，林里面非常的干渴。
In my first year, my spirit was very thirsty.
因为我好像找不到属灵的同伴。
I felt as if I could not find any spiritual companion.
我有聚会，但是我不觉得在那个聚会里面有主的同在。
I went to meetings, but I didn't feel the meetings had the presence of God.
我更多感觉那里弟兄姊妹也很有爱心，多的是哈，有一点社交的味道。
The people there had a lot of love, and it really felt like a sense of having just a social life.
所以我灵里面非常的干渴。
So in my spirit, I was very thirsty.
有的时候周末想到底该不该去聚会。
Sometimes on the weekend, I thought to myself, should I really go to the meeting?
不去嘛，良心不安。
If I don't go, I would feel very bad in my spirit.
去了呢，回来又觉得浪费时间。
But if I go, I feel like I've wasted my time.
非常的苦，我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你有没有读过诗篇42篇那个作者的感觉
？Have you read the experience or have experience or the taste of the author of Psalm 42?
他说：“神啊，我的心爱慕你。”如同鹿渴慕溪水一样。
The Lord, I desire as a deer panteth for the water.
我那个时候开始有一点这样的感觉。
At that time, I started to have a little bit of that feeling.
第二年，主带了一个弟兄，到我读书那个学校，我们一交就通了。
The second year, the Lord brought another brother to my campus, and once we started to fellowship, we echo each other.
所以我们开始在一起祷告。
So we started to pray.
后来主这样带领，我们就遇见了一批。在加拿大的基督徒。
So as the Lord continued to guide us, we met a group of Christians from Canada.
我们一放假呢，就往温哥华跑，就去那边聚会。
Once we had some time off, we would go to Vancouver to meet.
我就参加他们的夏令会。
So I attended their summer conference.
那是我第一次学会刚才我们唱的《收我此生做奉献》。
That was the first time I learn about consecrating my whole life.
到1977年的夏天，主带我过这一关，我真的唱这首诗歌了。
The summer of 1977, I went through that hurdle. I sang that song.
是从心里面唱。
I sang from my heart.
唱的时候里面充满了荣耀。
As I sang, my heart was full of glory.
充满了属天的喜乐。
Full of that heavenly joy.
而且充满了安息。因为主负我一切的责任。
As well as rest, because I knew that He is totally responsible for me.
之后我才学会我们唱的第一首313首，从我活出你的自己。
And then later on, I learned about the song, Live Out Thy Life Within Me, 313.
那是我们把自己献上，摆在祭坛上，归给主以后。
After we've offered our about selves onto the altar for the Lord.
那是每天跟主说。这还是我的心愿。
Every single day, we need to tell the Lord that this is still our desire.
我没有收回来。
I did not take him back.
我要照着这个心愿来生活。
I want to live according to this desire.
后来主带领我和我的家到加拿大，我原先去追求的那个聚会，服侍了5年。
Afterward, the Lord brought me and my family back to this Vancouver gathering to serve for 5 years.
在那五年中间，每天早上我起来唱的诗歌就是313首。
And in those 5 years, every morning when I woke up, I would sing this song, "Live Out Thy Life Within Me."
所以那首诗歌呢，每一节我都会背。
So I can memorize every single stanza.
而且每一节都每一个字几乎都要成为我的经历。
every single word in those
days
became my experience.
等一下，我要和弟兄姊妹稍微讲一点这个经历。
I want to elaborate a little bit more later on.
我们知道 Havag 姊妹，她在奉献上面几乎把她讲绝了。
Sister Havagel really spoke to the utmost in regarding the issue of consecration.
啊，她的讲到啊，这个奉献叫做让基督从我活出来，那个叫做奉献。
The consecration is living out.Christ from us.
我们常常听年轻人，我们自己年轻人也讲过，我就是要做我。
A lot of young people say, and we used to say ourselves, I want to be myself.
我们就是不要做别人。
I don't want to be
other people. 这个是对的。
In a sense, it's true.
主要我们做我，乃是把他活出来。
The Lord wants us to be ourselves so that He can live out from us.
好，我们一同来读一点主的话语。
Let's go into the scripture, please.
我们先请大家翻到。使徒行以弗所书第二章
Ephesians chapter 2
19节到22节
19 to 22
这样你们不再做外人和客旅是与圣徒同国是神家里的人了并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上有基督耶稣自己为房角石各房靠他联络的合适渐渐成为主的圣殿你们也靠他同被建造成为神借着圣灵居住的所在
Ephesians 2:19-22 So then you are no longer strangers and aliens but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's householdHaving been built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together as growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also being built together unto a dwelling of God in the Spirit.
第三章十四节到十六节
Chapter 3 verses 14 to 16
因此我在父面前屈膝天上地上的各家都是从他得名求他按着他丰盛的荣耀借着他的灵叫你们心里的力量刚强起来
14 to 16 in chapter 3 For this reason I bow my knees before the Father from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives his name that he would grant you according to the riches of his gloryTo be strengthened with the power through His Spirit in the inner man.
约翰一书第三章第一节
First John 3:1
你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱使我们得称为神的儿女我们也真是他的儿女世人所以不认识我们是因未曾认识他
First John 3:1See how great a love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called children of God, and such we are. For this reason, the world does not know us because it did not know Him.
我们再读一下出埃及记三十四章
The book of Exodus 34
第五节到第九节
5-9
耶和华在云中降临和摩西一同站在那里宣告耶和华的名耶和华在他面前宣告说耶和华耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的神不轻易发怒并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实为千万人存留慈爱赦免罪孽过犯和罪恶万不以有罪的为无罪必追讨他的罪自父及子直到三四代摩西急忙伏地下拜说主啊我若在你眼前蒙恩求你在我们中间同行因为这是应着景象的百姓又求你赦免我们的罪孽和罪恶以我们为你的产业
Exodus 34 verses 5 to 9And the Lord descended in a cloud and stood there with him as he called upon the name of the Lord. Then the Lord passed by in front of him and proclaimed, the Lord God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness and truth, who keeps loving kindness for thousands, who forgives iniquity, transgression, and sin, yet he will by no means leave the guilty unpunished, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children and on the grandchildren to the third and fourth generations. And Moses made haste to bow low before the earth and worship. And he said, If now I have found favor in your sight, O Lord, I pray, let the Lord go along in our midst, even though the people are so obstinate. And do thou pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us as thine own possession.
我们再看罗马书十二章第一、第二节。
The book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Romans 12:1 and 2 I urge you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
马太福音第三章
The Gospel according to Matthew chapter 3
第十三节到第十七节
Verses 13 to 17
当下耶稣从加利利来到约旦河见了约翰要受他的洗约翰想要拦住他说我当受你的洗你反倒上我这里来吗耶稣回答说你暂且许我因为我们理当这样尽诸般的义于是约翰许了他耶稣受了洗随即从水里上来天忽然为他开了他就看见神的灵仿佛鸽子降下落在他身上从天上有声音说这是我的爱子我所喜悦的
Matthew 3:13-17 Then Jesus arrived from Galilee at the Jordan coming to John to be baptized by him but John tried to prevent him saying I have need to be baptized by you and do you come to me? But Jesus answering said to him permit it at this time for in this way it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness then he permitted himAnd after being baptized, Jesus went up immediately from the water. And behold, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and coming upon him. And behold, a voice out of the heavens saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
希伯来书第三章第六节
Hebrews 3:6
但基督为儿子，治理神的家。我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。
Hebrews 3:6 But Christ was faithful as a son over his house, whose house we are, if we hold fast our confidence and the boast of our hope firm until the end.
今天早晨我们讲到神的家的起源。
This morning we talked about the origin of God's house.
我们看见神造人的时候就为人建立家。
We see that when God created man, He established a home for man.
为着要叫我们认识什么是家。
In order for us to know what is a home.
那么主也得着了雅各，把神的家的意义启示给他。
And God gave Jacob to reveal to him the meaning of God's home.
今天下午我们要和弟兄姊妹一同交通神家的建造和实行。
This afternoon we want to talk about the building.And accomplishment of God's home.
我们在人生中有一点经验的人都知道。
When we have some life experience, we know.
一个家的建立啊，不是一件容易的事情。
It's not an easy thing to build up a home.
我在侍奉中遇见一些年轻的弟兄姊妹。
In my service, I meet some young people.
啊，这个弟兄喜欢了那个姊妹。
This young brother likes another sister.
这个姊妹呢也喜欢这个弟兄。
This sister also likes this brother.
他们就准备要建立家，要结婚。
So they want to build a home together to get married.
我记得有一个弟兄跟我差不多年纪，我们是同学。
One brother who's a classmate of mine.
他的妹妹要结婚了。
His sister was to get married.
他跟我讲，他说我的妹妹什么事都不知道。
He says, my younger sister, she knows nothing.
他问他妹妹说，你结婚以后要怎么生活啊？
So he asked his younger sister, how are you going to live after you marry?
他妹妹说我不知道怎么生活，但是我知道我很爱他。
She says, I don't know how to live, but all I know is we love each other.
我们知道，我们情感上面的爱很快就消失了。
So our emotional love can dissipate very quickly.
但是一碰到问题来的时候，你就发现这些东西都不能够维系我们。
But when issues come, these feelings cannot sustain us.
建立一个家不是一件容易的事。
Building up a family is not an easy thing.
而长远的维持并且发扬光大一个家更是少见的。
To have it long lasting and let it go brighter and brighter is even more rare.
今天早晨我们读耶稣基督的家谱。
This morning we read about the genealogy of Jesus Christ.
我们就在马太福音里面是讲到神借着他要建立的家。
The Gospel of Matthew talks about the family that God is to build up.
也要借着他这个家所建立的那个国。
And through him, this family is to build up a kingdom.
所以一直追溯到亚伯拉罕。
So we went back all the way to Abraham.
神得着了信心的一个家。
So by faith, God was able to claim a family.
然后再追溯到我们看见到了大卫。
So we trace all the way to David.
在那里这个家变成了向着世人的一个见证，成为一个国。
And so this family became a testimony to become a nation.
这个家是永远的家。
This family or home is an eternal one.
今天你和我都在这个家中。
Today you and I are in this home.
但是在地上人的家，你有没有看过一个家，到今天那个家风还在的呢？
But in an earthly sense, do we have any families whose own atmosphere or culture still remains?
我们有中国华人血统和文化的人，可能我讲大家会懂一点。
For those who have more of a Chinese culture and background, you may understand what I'm trying to say.
像要我背我自己这个伯家的家谱，三代都过不了。
For me to memorize the three generations of the Bo's family, I don't remember.
但是我碰过一个弟兄，他姓孔啊。他们这个家谱叫做通天谱。
I know my brother, his last name is Kong, and his genealogy is like it goes up to the sky.
他们这个家从哪里开始？从孔子开始。
Because his family started with Confucius.
因为孔子建立了那个家，不是他开始是姓孔哈，但是他把这个孔家的家风树立起来了。
He was able to consummate all of the atmosphere that started from the origin of Kong.
一直到现在，几乎过了2000多年了。
After 2,000 some years,
你碰见在远东长大孔家的人，你一看，哎，这就是孔家的人。
You see the people who are from the family of Kong, and when you see them, you can sense that this is from a family of Kong.
因为他们的祖先呢，立了一个温文儒雅的家风。
Because this family established a very a gentle and meek family atmosphere from the origin.
And amiable.
And very amiable.
弟兄姊妹，我碰到一个弟兄，他从山西来，他姓孔，他我还不知道他是基督徒之前，我就说这个是孔家的人。
This guy came from 山西 and before I knew that he was a brother, I think I could sense that he's from the Kong family.
他的父亲很小就过世了，但是他外祖父告诉他说，你不能辜负你姓孔。
Even though his father passed on when he was very young, so his grandfather told him that you must remember that you're in the family of Kong.
虽然他的外祖父是姓王的，但是就照着孔家的方式来养这个外孙。
And yet his grandfather on the mother's side is Wang, but then he was to raise according to the family of Kong.
弟兄姊妹，我要讲到一个家能够一代一代不改变的维系下去，那只有神能做。
To sustain a family that can go from generation to the next without having changed, only God can do.
我们知道孔家的人到了北美来，再生了孩子也姓孔，没有那个味道了。
We know that after the family of Kong comes to the States, and after they have the further generation, they lose that taste.
也不知道哪个味道。
We don't know what kind of a flavor they have.
如果你是神的儿女， 你是从神的家出来，别人一闻就知道你跟我不一样。
If you are a child of God and people know that you are a child of God, people can sense that you are different.
这是约翰做的见证。
This is the testimony of John.
他说：“看哪、啊，父给我们是何等的慈爱。
So behold, the love that the Father has given to us.
我们也真是神的儿女。
We are truly His children.
世界上的人因不认识我们，因为他们不认识我们的父。
The people of the world do not know us because they do not know Him.
他们不知道你这个家风是从哪里来的。
They don't know where the atmosphere of your family
came
from.
他没有神儿子的生命在他的里面。
Because he is lacking the life of God in his life.
今天我们讲到神家的建立，很多神的儿女们没有这个意念。
Today when we talk about the building up of the family of God, a lot of people lack this sense.
我们认为呢，三两个基督徒有同样的经历，我们就可以弄个教会。
People think that two or three people get Christians gathered together, have the same experience, we can get started. But
我们就把这个经历一代一代传的，其实到底是不是出于主的，我们也不知道。
So we try to pass on these experiences, and yet we lack to realize, are they from God?
我们需要认识神家是怎么建立的。
We've got to come to recognize and know how God's house is to be built up.
神的家的建立哈，我们今天不是讲房屋的那个居所的建立。讲家风的建立 家庭的建立。
As we build up God's house, we're not talking about the physical building, but we're not talking about the physical building.
No, no, no. Not a dwelling place.
Not a dwelling
place. This morning mentioned. 我们讲到神家两个意义，一个是家庭，一个是神的房屋。
This morning we talked about two things. One is a family, and the other is the house of God.
我们今天下午不是谈 the house of God。这个房屋的建造。
We're not talking about the building of the house of God.
我们讲到神的家庭的建造。
We're talking about the building of the family of God.
这个家庭的建造就是这个家风是从神开始的。
And we're saying that the energy of the family must start from God.
而这个家风一代一代传下去不改变的。
This atmosphere in the family must pass on from generation to the next.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，我能不能把这个意念表达得清楚。
Can I express this clear enough?
要建立这个。至少两件事情是必要条件。
The two important things that is a must factor.
这就是保罗的祷告，他说我在父的面前屈膝。
And that's the prayer of Paul that before the Father I bow my knees.
他说天上地上的各家都是因着父而得名。
That every family derives its name from God the Father.
这个各家是讲到 fatherhood.
And the family speaks of the fatherhood.
弟兄姊妹，如果一个家没有为父之道，这就不成为家。
If a family does not have the way of the father, it's not a family.
所以孔家呢，孔子把那为父之道一代一代的传下去。所以孔家到今天你还看见。
For the family of Kong, the father started this, and then you can see it passing on from one generation to the next.
所以一个家庭、一个家族能够维系下去，在乎那个 fatherhood。我不知道怎么翻呢，我。这些日子一直祷告啊，最后主给我一个感觉，叫做为父之道。
And so as I'm thinking about this issue the last several months, I think my final understanding is the way of fathers.
这个为父之道就是做父亲的风范。
And that is the way of being a father.
做父亲的榜样。
The example of being a father.
做父亲的说话。
The way the father speaks.
做父亲的教导。
The teaching of the father.
弟兄姊妹，唯有我们看见神。怎样做父亲，你我才会做父亲。
Only when you see how God becomes our father, then you and I then can become father.
如果你对神做我的父亲模模糊糊的，那么你做儿女也做得模模糊糊的。
If you're very blurry regarding God the Father, then you are also very blurry in being a father yourself.
家风家族建立第二个要素。
The building up of this family.
我用英文讲叫做 childhood.
First is the childhood.
Childhood.中文一般翻译叫做童年。
The childhood in English.
就是你小时候那一段年日。
The time when you are young.
我今天再用我的翻译哈，你同意都不同意都没有关系，姑且听听，叫做做儿女之道。
And this is the way of being a child.
你在神的家中做儿女，要像个儿女。
In God's house, if you're a child, you need to act like a child.
今天有的家庭父亲很好，结果儿女很糟。
Some families, the fathers are very good, but then the children are not. You cannot blame the father.
因为儿女不懂得怎么做儿女。
Because the children do not know how to act like a child.
他接受世界的观念。
They accept the concepts of the world.
看自己的同学同伴们他们怎么样我们就怎么样。
They see how their classmates are, they want to act like them.
所以父亲怎么说都是他的耳边风。
What the father says is just nothing to the child.
这样这个家族到了这个做儿女一代就断了。
And so this genealogy will be cut off by the time we come to the next generation.
所以我在讲啊，建立家不容易，建立家有两个要素。
It is very difficult to build a home, and it takes two factors.
一个是为父之道。
One is the way of the father.
另外一个是儿女之道。
The other is the way of childhood.
当我们真这样思想的时候，我们想，有谁敢说，如果你做了父亲？你敢说自己是够资格的父亲吗？
If you have become a father, can you truly say that you are qualified to be a father?
今天早晨交通的时候有弟兄就讲，他说我们糊里糊涂结了婚，怎么就有了孩子就做父亲，也不知道该怎么做。
So in our group discussion this morning, one brother said that, well, we somehow barely got married and then we have a family and now we have a child.
现在我们孩子都大了，还是不知道怎么做父亲。
Now children are grown, we still don't know how to be a father.
是不是？我自己常常就有这个感觉。
Many times I find this in myself.
所以有时候我跟我的儿子聊讲讲话，我就讲我们要学哈，我就讲我父亲怎么样，我不是来批评或者论断，但我从他身上学到什么。
So sometimes as I chat with my son, I said, we all need to learn. I can see what I can learn from my father. And I don't need to complain, but this is what I've learned.
我们不仅有谁敢说我是够资格的父亲呢？
Not only we dare not say we are qualified to be a father.
甚至我们都做儿女，对不对？你敢说你回想你的童年，你是一个够资格的儿女吧？
Thinking back in your childhood days, can you say that you're qualified to be a child?
我听一个弟兄讲，我就是小时候不听我爸爸话，才是今天的我。
One brother said, well, it's because I misbehaved, and so therefore I became me of today.
如果我听了爸爸的话，可能我人生走的是另外一条路。
If I had listened to my father, maybe I'd walk a different path.
为什么不听呢？因为我有我自己的路。
The reason I didn't listen because I wanted to walk my own way.
我们不懂得做儿女是怎么样蒙福的一件事情。
We are ignorant that being a child for us is a very blessing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，请原谅我讲。
Forgive me for saying this.
今天在北美的教育，这些东西非常被人轻忽。
In education in Northern America now, this has been very lightly looked upon.
你在学校不会有人教你这些的。
Nobody will teach you this in school.
所以有人问，美国的年轻人是谁教他们怎么做人呢？
Some people ask how.Who teach the young people nowadays how to live as a person, a man?
我们小的时候在远东受教育，学校还教一教的，对不对？
When we were educated back in the Far East, I remember we were taught a little bit.
我到了美国来读书，我就问我的美国同学，谁教你们做人的？
When I came to the States, I asked my American classmates, who taught you how to grow up and live as a man?
1970年代。
That was in the 70s.
我的同学告诉我说是教会。
At that time, my classmates told me that the church taught us.
但是今天人上什么教会呢？
And now today, which church do we go to?
今天的教会的聚会跟40年前是不是一样呢？
Is the church today the same as 40 years ago?
今天神儿女们聚会像不像世人的一个这个才艺表演呢？像不像一个音乐会呢？
Is the church today very much like a music concert hall?
难怪失落的非常非常的厉害。
No wonder we have a lot of loss.
昨天我一下车了，就有弟兄姊妹跟我讲，今年美国这个选举不知道选两个烂苹果怎么选呢？
Today, as soon as I got into the car, when we came into the car,
不要说美国了，
people say we don't know who to vote because
美国还是全世界最好的一个国家了。
Even though the United States is one of the better countries,
还是最清廉的一个政府了。
And we had
decent
government.
世界各国不是一样吗？
But then isn't it the same all over?
它问题出在哪里呢？
Where's the problem?
出在那根基动摇了。
Because the foundation has been shaken.
为父之道失落了。
The way of the fathers are lost.
做儿女之道失落了。
The way of childhood is lost.
在第一世纪的时候，保罗讲到神的家，他就发现要实行，人做不到。
In the first century, when Paul mentioned about the family of God, in order to execute it, man cannot do it by himself.
要建立，他可以讲启示，讲意义，但是要建立，他做不到。
He can talk about the revelation and the definition, and yet the how to he doesn't do.
弟兄姊妹们，若是今天你碰到一件事，你做不到，你的朋友也做不到，所有人都做不到，你怎么办？
Today, when you come across problems where you cannot solve it and your friends cannot, what do you do?
感谢神，我们是神的儿女。
Thank God, we are His children.
我们可以祷告。
We can pray.
这就是保罗的答案。
This is the answer of Paul.
所以他一讲到神的家的实行的时候，他说：“因此我在父的面前屈膝。”
So as he soon as he talked about the management of the family of God, he says, "I bow my knee before the Father."
我们知道呢，在主耶稣那个时代，第一世纪犹太人祷告，他们是站着祷告的。
In the first century, when the Jews prayed, they prayed standing up.
到今天你去看，他们到了圣殿的那个西墙。都是站着在那里祷告。
And even today, when they come up to the weeping wall, they pray standing up.
但是当一个人无依无靠、没有力量的时候，他就屈膝了。
And yet, when a person is totally strengthless and powerless, he would bow his knee.
教会的祷告聚会，你我是跪着的吗
？In a prayer meeting of the church, are you and I bowing?
你还是坐着的
，or are you sitting up?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，不是一个形式，也不是一个要求，而是我们感觉我们无依无靠，我只能跪下来。
It is not a requirement or a formality, but because you know that you are totally dependent on Him, so you need. You
我早期在年轻人中间服侍。
In my early years, as I served among the young people.
有个弟兄啊，经过一段子，他跟我讲，他说：“伯弟兄，我进步了。”
One brother said, "Brother Paul, I improved."
我问他说：“你怎么进步了？”
And I said, "How did you improve?"
他说：“我现在祷告可以高贵了。”
And he says, "I can."Bow my knee in a high, tall way.
Halfway. 一个脚跪下去，另外一个脚弯着在那里。
I will pray with one bended knee.
就好像西方人呢，这个君王要册封武士，那武士就高跪，这样跪，对不对？他说，以前我是不跪的，所以我现在进步了。
He said before I don't want to bow, but now I've improved. I will bow.
这什么意思呢？表示这个人己还非常的大。
It shows that this person's Is still very
这个人非常自己觉得了不起，我的经历比别人好，我的认识比别人好，我的能力比别人好。
He still feels like he's better than everybody else.
他做不到，主啊，我做得到。这是谁的祷告呢
？Other people cannot do it, but I can do it. Whose prayer is this?
这是法利赛人的祷告，
this、
对不对
？This is a Pharisee.
主耶稣讲过一个例子，那个法利赛就站在前面，他举手祷告说：“主啊，我感谢赞美你。”
This Pharisee wrote.Put up his hand in the crossroads. Father, Lord, I thank you.
你看后面那个人，
Look at the people.
我不像他，
I'm not like
我什么都做得到。
I can do everything.
弟兄姊妹们，我们多少时候是这个样子？
So many times we are like that.
保罗一想到神家的建立，他再有启示，再有亮光，再有经历，他都说我做不到。
As soon as Paul thinks about the building of the family of God, no matter how capable he is.And how experienced he is, he knows that he couldn't do it. He could only bow his knee.
一个真正会服侍的人
，a person who can truly know how to serve.
真正认识神的家的人
，that really know and recognize the family of God.
他是一个常常屈膝的人。
He's a person who bow his knee a lot.
他在神的面前说，除了你做，我们做不到。
He will say before God, unless you do it, I cannot.
弟兄姊妹们，什么叫做祷告呢
？What is prayer?
就是承认自己的无知
，and that is admitting that you are ignorant.
承认自己的无能
，admitting that you are powerless.
承认自己的无助
，and you are without support.
然后我完全的来依靠我的主
，and you completely need to lean on him.
有一次我听一个弟兄跟我讲
，one time my brother told me.
因为我们那一次有一个外地来的弟兄跟我们在一起服侍
，because we had a speaker from out of town.
他说今天这个弟兄祷告非常感动我。
He said, today this other brother prayed really moved me.
我问他什么地方感动。
I said, which part of his prayer moved
me? 他一再的跟主说主啊我是无依无靠的到你跟前来。
He said, constantly this brother said, Father, I come before you with no strength and no help at all.
一个满的人他不需要神的帮助。
A person who's full does not need God's help.
今天教会太满太满。
Today the church is too full.
我们有一点点经历，我们就觉得别人都应该像我。
If you have a little bit of experience, you will feel that other people should imitate you.
我们没有叫别人像基督，我们要他像我。你会像我有这个经历吗
You fail to have people to be imitators of Christ, but to us instead.
弟兄姊妹，这告诉我们不认识，我们不会做儿女。
It shows us that we failed and we don't know how to be a child of God.
屈膝祷告是神家建立的第一件事情。
Bowing our knees before the Father is the first thing in building up God's.
教会第一个重要的聚会是波饼。
The most important meeting in the church is the Lord's table.
那个聚会是真正的敬拜。
That meeting is true worship.
那么教会第一个服事是什么？是祷告。
And the first service of the church is prayer.
教会的祷告聚会人多少？看这个教会属灵的光景是什么样。
How many people are there in a prayer meeting tells you the spiritual condition of that church.
今天人喜欢听道。
A lot of times people like to listen.
人更喜欢讲道。
And people even like to preach the sermon.
所以保罗不所以雅各劝我们不要做多人的师父。
No wonder James tells us not to be the teachers of many.
我们喜欢跟自己讲道，也跟别人讲道。
We
那都不是服事。
We preach to ourselves as well as to others, and this is not good.
真正神的家的建立，是由一般神的儿女开始为了神的需要祷告。
The true building up of God's house is that there's a group of people who is praying because of the need of the church.
我们要问主说，主，我们在这里聚了这么多年的会。
We need to ask the Lord, say, Lord, we have gathered here for so many years.
在我们中间，你有没有得着家的安息和实际
？Among us, have we received the reality and the rest of the house of God?
我们需要祷告。
We need to pray.
那么保罗讲到，天上地上的各家都是因着父而得名。
He says that every family in heaven and on earth derives its name.
这是什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
就是若是今天在地上有一个家，真的是神心中所要的那个家。
Today, if there is a family that is truly the kind of family that what God wants,
是我们看见父神的为父之道，我们来建立这个家，它才是家。
And when we can see the way of the Father in this place that God is to build up, this is the family.
今天在地上也有一些很美的基督徒的家族。
Today on earth, there's a lot of very beautiful Christian families.
有一个英国的家族啊，跟我们中国弟兄姊妹、中国教会很有关系。
There's an English family that's very intimately related to the Chinese family.
就是内地会服侍的这位 Hudson Taylor 的家族。
Hudson Taylor of CIM.
我们知道他的祖父叫做 James Taylor.
The grandfather is James Taylor.
他们呢，在英国呢，他们是属于这个卫理公会的。
They're from the Wesleyan group.
卫理公会呢，是卫斯理兄弟在英国国教里面。产生出来的一个支派。
The Wesleyan group came from the brothers of the Wesleyan.
不是 came from the British Anglican Church. 他本来是国教里面的，但是后来他在外面传福音，产生了卫理公会。
They branched from the Anglican Church and then started the Wesleyan.
你知道在英国人出生的时候都要登记你属于哪一个会的。
Because at that time when the people were born in England, they have to record which group you belong to.
所以 James Taylor 呢？他出生了就填了他们是卫理公会的教友。
So when James Taylor was born, he recorded himself to be from the Wesleyan group.
但是一年除了这个他们的复活节、圣诞节去教会以外，他都不聚会的。
Aside from the Easter or Thanksgiving or Christmas, they would not go to the meeting.
他从来不聚会。
They would not go to the meeting.
但是到他要订婚、结婚的那一天。
But on the day of his wedding.
那天他起得很早。
He got up very early.
他想我马上就要做别人的丈夫了。
He thought to himself, I'm going to be somebody.
过不久可能我就要做爸爸了。他就很惶恐。
I will be a father.
他想怎么办呢
？He thought, what should I do?
他就跑到田野里面去祷告。
He went to the field to pray.
去寻求他冥冥中知道的这位真神。
He sought after the God that he knew from afar.
他恳切到一个地步，那天把时间都忘记了。
He was so earnest to the point that he forgot about the wedding time.
到了中午呢，他婚礼要开始了，新娘都来了，所有人都来了，就是新郎不见。
And so by noontime, everybody was there, the bride was there, but where was the bridegroom?
他们敲钟啊，他也没想到，就是叫他去结婚的钟。
They rang the wedding bell, and he didn't realize that was the bell to call him to get.
最后有人来找，把他找出来了，他在田野这个麦堆子里面，在那里恳切的祷告。
And he was among the weeds trying to pray, so finally some people found him.
祷告说：“主啊，父啊，我不知道怎么做丈夫。”
He prays, Lord, I don't know how to be a husband.
求你帮助我。
Please help me.
我不知道将来如果我有儿女怎么做丈爸爸。
When I have children later on, how do I be a father? Please help me.
先得着我。
First gain me.
再得着我的妻子。
Then gain my wife.
然后得着我的家，得着我的儿女。
Then gain my family, my children.
神听了他这个祷告。
God heard his prayer.
从他开始一直到他的第七代，都是爱主的。
From him onward to the seventh generation, we are people who love the Lord.
Hudson Taylor 是他的第三代。
Hudson Taylor was his third generation.
然后 Hudson Taylor 到他的第五代的重孙还在侍奉。
And even to the fifth generation from Hudson Taylor's time, they're still serving God.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见这个 James Taylor 他不会做父亲，他到神面前祷告。
We're able to see that James Taylor did not know how to be a father first, but then he knows.
从他结婚说 I do 那一天那个时刻开始。
From the moment he says I do on his wedding day.
他就在圣经里面寻找父的踪迹。
He wanted to trace the footsteps of the father from the scripture.
他就在生活言行里面揣摩父神怎样待他，他就怎样待家人。
In his daily life, he wants to seek after how the father leads him so that he can lead his family.
他这样建立他的家。
That's how he built his home.
这就是保罗的意思，天上地上的各家都是因他得名。
He says, every family in heaven on earth derives his name.
父的慈爱。
The father's love.
父的管教。
The discipline of the father.
父的教导。
The teaching and instruction of the father.
父的安排。
And also the arrangement and planning of the father.
父的带领。
The guidance.
他全部承认。
All he admits.
完全接受。
He totally receives.
并且没有条件的降服。
Unconditionally, he submitted himself.
弟兄姊妹，这个是我们今天建立神的家，每个神儿女们需要有的态度。
This is the attitude that all God's children should have in building up God's family.
所以在以色列人他们拜了金牛犊，他们蒙赦免回转之后。
So after the Israelites confessed their sins and worshiping the golden calf.
摩西呢，请求神让以色列百姓认识他。
Moses once again asked God to help his people know him.
我们刚刚读出埃及记三十四章。
We read Genesis 34.
所以神就在那里宣告他自己的名。
So once again, God proclaimed His name.
在他的名里面，我们看见何等的丰富。
And in His name, we can see such abundance.
他满了怜悯，满了恩典。
He's full of mercy and graciousness.
满了慈爱，满了诚实。
Full of love and honesty.
啊，这个慈爱呢，有的地方把它翻成叫做 goodness.
Some other translation says it's goodness.
善良、仁慈。
Graciousness.
然后充满了诚实。
And full of truth.
这个诚实就告诉我们说，神不是烂好人。
Truth meaning that he is not such just a good guy.
他说绝不以有罪的为无罪。
He will not treat sin as no sin.
啊，他要管教。
He will discipline.
好叫这个家能够被扶正回来。
So that this family can be straightened up.
弟兄姊妹们，在过去的教会历史中
，In past church history,
有很多认识神的人，他们讲。
A lot of people who knows God will say.
他说，如果你在神的家中懂得怎么做儿女。
He says, in God's family, if you know how to live as a child.
等你长大以后，你就知道怎么在你儿女们面前做父亲。
When you grow up, you will know how to be a father in front of your children.
是不是呢
？Isn't that true?
我们中国人有一句话叫做“有其父必有其子”。
In Chinese, there's a saying, like father, like son.
哈，这个爸爸如果严厉的话，这个儿子长大自己做了爸爸。比他爸爸还凶。
If his father is very strict, when the son grows up, maybe the son will even be stricter.
啊，要求他的儿子要求的更严格。
And he will have stricter requirements over his son.
因为他做儿女的时候就是这样被对待的。
Because that's how he was treated when he was.
今天你我做神的儿女。
Today you and I, we become the children of God.
我常常就很受感动。
As we think of how our Father treats us, I'm very touched.
如果要照着我所犯的过犯来处罚我。
If I am to be punished according to the sins that I've made.
我下地狱已经一千遍了。
I will go to hell 1,000 times.
但是主仍然在我身上施怜悯。
And still our Lord is merciful.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要认识父的慈爱。
Brothers and sisters, we need to come to know the Father's love.
你才知道怎么做儿女。
then you will know how to act as a child.
你发现我是何等蒙福，我生在一个最美好的家里面。
You realize that you're so blessed because you're born in the most beautiful family.
我们跟不信的人做见证，你知道吗？我有一个最美的家。
To the non-believers, you can testify and say, I have the most beautiful family.
你能够把主的爱给别人。
You can give the love of God to others.
把主的平安给别人。
And God's peace to others.
弟兄姊妹们，把主的诚实给别人。
Even the honesty and the truth of the Lord.
那么我们讲到怎么做儿女。
As we talk about how to be a child.
我们需要上祭坛。
We need to go up to the altar.
所以保罗到了罗马书第十二章。
We come to Romans 12.
他说，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
I beseech you therefore, brethren.
我们的神爱我们。
Our God loves us.
他造人的时候给了你和我自由意志。
When he created man, he has given you and I free will.
所以他从来不强迫我们做我们违背我们意愿的事情。
He will never force us to do anything against our will.
那么他怎么来教导我们呢？
How does he teach us?
用他的爱来感动我们。
He uses his love to move you.
用他的爱来劝我们。
He uses his love to beseech you.
这就是保罗他告诉弟兄姊妹，你怎么做儿女？你先要多尝到神的爱。
So Paul says, in order to be a child of God, you must first taste of his love.
我想我要讲一个见证。
I need to share the testimony.
讲到父的爱。
About the Father's love.
以前在台湾有一位弟兄很爱主。
There's a brother in Taiwan who really loves the Lord.
他自己是个医生。
He himself was a doctor.
后来呢，做了一个医学院的院长。
And he became a director of a hospital.
有一些弟兄姊妹们呢，早期从台湾来，可能都听过韩伟弟兄。
Maybe some of you here from Taiwan from your early years, you may heard of him.
他有三个儿子。
He had three sons.
两个大儿子都很听话，很孝顺，很顺从。
The first two sons were very obedient.
这个老三呢，从小就比较灵活一点。
And the number three son was very active and quick-witted.
Yeah. 那么等到这个孩子长大以后啊，开始上学，常常就有人呢到他家来说，你的这个小儿子偷了我的东西。
So after the child started to go to school, a lot of people would report to the father, your youngest son was stealing.
原来他儿子上学的时候经过店子，看到什么东西喜欢，拿了就吃了就走了。
And so this youngest son, when he walked past the grocery store, he would pick up food and started to eat it and walk away.
后来这个习惯呢越来越厉害，都不是吃的东西了，用的东西，他喜欢东西他都拿了。
So this habit became worse and worse. Not only the food that he likes to eat, but even the things that he uses, he will just steal.
每次爸爸妈妈都带着他去赔罪、赔钱、道歉。
And every time his parents would take him to say sorry, ask forgiveness.
并且呢，这个爸爸妈妈还晚上陪着孩子到主面前流罪、流泪的认罪祷告。
And
是爸爸妈妈流泪，孩子不流泪。
And at night, the parents would pray together with the son and pray in tears, but the parents will have tears, but not the son.
每次这个孩子都说，爸爸妈妈，我错了，以后再也不会了。
And every time the son says, I'm sorry, Dad and Mom, I made a mistake, I won't do it again, but it happens again.
我们弟兄啊，非常为难。
So our brother was very troubled.
他有一天下班回家，他就去买了一个藤条。
So one day after work, he went out and bought a bamboo stick.
叫请他们呢把它装饰得很好，挂起来。
And so he hung this bamboo stick on the wall.
晚上吃完晚饭，就把三个儿子叫来，这是我们的家法。
And so at night after dinner, he called his three sons and said, "This is the rule of the house."
我们要顺从主的话语。
We need to follow God's word.
好，如果你违背了家法，就要打。
If you disobey the
rule of the house,
you'll be whipped. And he especially said this to the young
people. 你哪个手拿东西，就打哪个手。
Whichever hand stole, then you will beat that.
三个孩子都同意，都签字立约了，就好像主跟我们立约一样。
And so the three sons signed their name in the contract and make this covenant with their father.
这小儿子好了一个礼拜。
This youngest son was good for 1 week.
过了一个礼拜，又被人抓到了。
And after 1 week, he was caught again.
哎呀，那一天啊，韩伟弟兄回到家，知道这件事，脸都气青了。
And so the father went home and found out he was so angry he started to shake.
他就问他儿子，你知不知道家法？
He asked his son, "Do you know the rule of the house?"
儿子说知道。
The son said yes.
儿子吓得要命。
And so the son was shaking.
他就跟妈妈讲，妈妈，请你把家法拿下来。
And so the father said, Mom, bring down the rod.
然后就问这个儿子哪个手拿的。
And he asked his son, which hand did it?
这儿子哈吓得要命了，他说我忘记，好像是这个手，又好像是这个手，伸来伸去。
He said, oh, maybe this hand, oh, no, maybe the other hand, I don't remember.
啊，这个时候妈妈就想把这孩子拉到身后面，就想要护一下孩子。
And so the mom wanted to put the child behind her to kind of help him out.
爸爸就跟妈妈说，不行这样。
And the father said, no, stand aside.
孩子出来，哪个手？
Which hand?
啊，孩子终于伸出了，可能右手比较强壮，让你打吧。
And so the son put out his right hand.
这爸爸就拿起鞭子。
And so the father took up the bamboo.
就是这个手不好。
And so he started to strike the hand.
结果这个他打下去的时候，儿子吓了一大跳。
When the father struck down the rod, the son was scared.
为什么呢？因为他把自己的手放在儿子的手上。
Because the father placed his hand on top of the son's hand.
就是这个手不好。
Is this son's hand that is not good?
就是这个手不好。
Is this hand that is not good?
一直打到这个手烂掉。
He kept on whipping his own hand until the bleeding.
吓得不敢说话，到最后跪下来哭，跟爸爸说不要打了，不要。
And then the son started to cry, said, "Don't hit yourself anymore."
从那一天开始，这个孩子再也不偷了。
From that day on, the son stopped stealing.
看呐，父对我们的慈爱。
Behold the love of the father.
罪是你犯，是我犯的，刑罚是他的儿子受。
We committed the sin, you and I, but his son
为我荆棘冠冕你肯戴。
For me, you wore the crown of thorns.
为我十架苦难你受害。
For me, you died on the cross and suffered.
弟兄姊妹，这就是父的爱。
This is the Father's love.
你悟到了这个爱，你才懂得什么叫做做儿女。
If you have been touched with this love, then you will know how to act and live as a child.
我被这个爱感动。从那一天开始，我再也对地上的父亲没有怨言。
Because of this love, I have no other complaints about my earthly father.
弟兄姊妹们，我们对救恩认识非常浅。
Our knowledge of salvation is so shallow.
你可以上三层天讲天使的语言，你不认识这个，一点用都没有。
You can go to the third heaven to have the language of angels, but if you fail to know this.You don't know salvation.
父爱我们，所以我们就把自己的身体献上，当做活祭。
Because of His love, we want to offer up our bodies as a living sacrifice.
弟兄姊妹，为什么要献身体？
Why should we offer our bodies?
献一点钱不是就够了吗？
Isn't it enough to just offer money?
献一点时间不是就够了吗？
Isn't time enough?
把我的才干放在教会里面做点事情不就够了吗？
Give my abilities to the church to do something. Isn't that enough?
为什么神却要我的身体呢？
Why is it that the Lord wants our bodies?
事实上，一个人一蒙恩得救，把身体献上，是我们重生之后第一件该做的事情。
Truthfully, as soon as we're saved, we offer up our bodies. This is the first thing we ought to do.
因为这是我们蒙福长进的基本的条件。
Because this is the basic requirement of us to be blessed and have and be able to grow.
我们献上自己的身体，就让神有无限的自由，把他的祝福倾倒在你我身上。
As we offer our bodies, then our God will have unlimited freedom to do what He wants in us.
他能够负我们一切的责任，不会受到任何你我意志上的拦阻。
He will be totally responsible for us, and He will not hinder us.In any will,
一个没有献过的人，如果神要这样对我，我有另外的意见，我一定讲理由的。
If you have not offered up yourself, when He wants to require us of something, we will always talk back.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有这种经验
？Have you experienced this?
我献上自己以后还不懂这个，我常常跟主讲理由，主啊，你把他带走，不然我就走了。
And after I offer myself many times at first, I do not understand. I said, Lord, if you do not take that person away, I will go away.
这个侍奉怎么可能？
This service, how can it be
possible? 我不干了，辞职了。
I quit.
我有一段日子啊，为着一件事在主面前几个月过不去啊。
For a period of time, several months, I could not get over an issue.
最后主轻轻问我，你不是献上了自己吗？
Finally, the Lord asked me lightly, haven't you consecrated yourself? Is this consecration?
叫我非常羞愧。
I felt so ashamed.
所以我说 Habakkuk 那首诗歌，约束没有不安追求。
And so Francis Habakkuk said, we can be restrained and do not have any uncomfortable pursuits.
如果我觉得自己有什么才能，主说我不要用你，你也说阿门，这是你的旨意。
If you do not have any abilities, the Lord says, I cannot use you. You will say, Amen. It's okay.
弟兄姊妹，献必须去通过考验。
Consecration must go through testing.
如果我们没有通过考验，我们可以唱的最大声，我们喊的最响亮，仍然没有真正的献。
If you have not gone through testing, you can sing the loudest, and yet you have not gone through consecration.
我们在世界上任何的学问，
any education in this world,
任何的事物，
anything,
你要做得好，都要求人献身，对不对？
If you have to do a good job, you really have to give of yourself.
像这几天呢，在巴西这个奥运会，
just like the Olympics, and these
这些运动员都是献身的人呐、啊。
These Olympians
对不对
really gave them their own bodies.
哇，他们早上起多早就要起来，就要热身了。
They have to wake up very early in the morning to warm up themselves.
该睡觉，教练叫你躺下去，你不敢说第二句话了。
When it's time to go to sleep and the train and your coach tells you, you dare not talk.
营养师告诉你这个不能吃，你就不能吃了。
The nutritionist say can eat this, then you don't.
是不是呢？这个叫做献身，他才可能在运动场上有表现。
So that you will perform.
今天你说我要做个好基督徒，但是主啊，照我的意思，不照你的意思。
But you want to be a good Christian, and yet you say, Lord, let me do it my way.
请原谅我这样讲。
Forgive me for.
今天无论是个人，无论是教会的难处。
Whether it's individual or the problems in the church,
追究根本的原因都在没有献上自己。
Going to the very origin is because that person has not consecrated.
所以有一个老练侍奉主的老仆人，他讲。
The very elderly experienced Christian says.
他说罗马书十二章第一第二节，大部分基督徒没有过，没有经过。
Majority of Christians have not gone past Romans 12:1-2.
你可以背很多的诗歌，很多的道理，很好听的祷告。
You can memorize a lot of beautiful hymns, messages, or even pray well.
可以流很多的眼泪。
And shed many tears.
可以说天使的语言。
And speak the angels' language.
弟兄姊妹们，但是你自己里面的软弱知道过不去。
But you know that you have weaknesses inside and you can't get over it.
你跟人之间的关系过不去。
You cannot get over your issues
with others. 问题在哪里呢？
Where's the problem lie?
问题是主在我们身上没有叫做主权。
It's because the Lord has not gained His lordship in your my life.
为什么？主告诉我们说，我们要把身体献上。
That's why the Lord says we are to present our bodies.
一个献上自己身体的人，对神才认真。
A person who has offered up his body, then he is serious toward God.
献上身体的人，对神、对属灵的事才用心。
Then when he does that, then toward the things of God, he will really use his heart.
不然我们呢，做什么事情，啊，都是马马虎虎。
Otherwise, we're very careless in what we do.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，啊，我们又不能说没有，也不能说有。
We can't say we have it, but then we cannot say that we don't.
我们就是模模糊糊的，是不是？
We live in a very
属灵的事情有道理，但是没有实际。
Spiritual things we know the theory, but not the reality.
有热心，但是没有真理。
You have zealousness, and yet not.
弟兄姊妹们，问题都出在我们身体没有献上。
The problem is because we fail to consecrate our bodies on the altar.
当我们把自己全人献上的时候，
When you totally present your body,
我们才会对神认真。
Then we are more serious toward God.
我们对神、对属灵的事才会用心。
Toward God and spiritual things, you really apply your heart.
这样的人向着神的心才是完全的心。
Then this person will have a perfect heart toward God.
时间、金钱、才干、能力、心愿，都不过是片面的。
Time and money, your abilities, and even your ambitions are all partial.
都是一部分的。
This part of it.
而且随时可以改变。
And it changes anytime.
是不是呢？
Isn't that true?
我年轻的时候也很想说，主啊，我要爱人呐、啊，圣灵感动我，这个帮助多少给人，我都愿意。
When I was young, I said, Lord, I want to love others, and no matter how much I give, it's okay.
好，我早上祷告说，主，我愿意。主说好，100块。
And in the morning, I said, Lord, I'm willing. And the Lord says, okay, $100.
等到出门的时候，我就打了折扣，50块。
So by the time I leave the door,
等到见到那个人的时候，就变25块。
So when I met that person, $25.
弟兄姊妹，这都是你我的经验。
These are experiences of you and I.
这告诉我们说，我们在线的事情上面是松的，是不绝对的。
It shows us that we're very loose and not very absolute.
心愿
in the issue of consecration
会改变。
Our ambition, our heart can change.
会消退。
And it can also recede.
唯有当主得着了我们这个人。
Only when the Lord gains you the person,
神才能够把他的祝福坐在你我的生命中。
Then he can place his blessings into your life and mine.
所有生命中的学习、改变、长进，都是从线上自己开始的。
All of our learnings and our growth and our changes must start from consecration.
我在讲啊，我们许多的难处、软弱、挣扎、起伏。
Our weaknesses, our sufferings, our ups and downs.
还有失败、叹息。
Our failures and our sighing.
都是在奉献这件事上出了问题。
It's because we have a problem in our offering.
很多时候我自己跪在主面前扶不下来，跟主摔跤。
I struggle before the Lord and I fail to submit.
主就提醒我，你献了自己没有？
The Lord will remind me.
什么叫做
offer yourself?
奉献了。
When do we offer?
就是把自己和自己所有的都交出来归给主。
And that is to yield all and all you have to Him.
我以前认为我都归给主，那我什么我还留下什么呢？什么都没有了。
And in the past, I said, "Well, if I give everything to Him, that what do I have? I have nothing."
因为我这个误解，所以我迟迟的不肯把自己献给主。
Because I misunderstood and I hesitated.
其实归给主很简单，就是以后啊，全部都是主负责了。
Give it to the Lord is very simple. That means the Lord is totally responsible.
你什么难处都不需要负，不要去忧虑了。
You don't have to worry about your problem.
我母亲住在老人院里面。
My mother is in assisted living.
她有一些 neighbor.
Some of her neighbors.
这些老人在美国工作了一辈子。
And some of her neighbors in this assisted home have.
我问她你怎么最后也住到这个地方来了呢
？And I asked them how come you here.
我住在这里啊，真是无忧无虑。
They said, "Oh, I have no worries here anymore."
他说我经营过两个大餐馆，我到退休了，觉得交给儿子，儿子把它败坏掉。
She says, "I've managed two restaurants, and when I want to finally give my fortune to my son, and he just lost all my money."
没有，他说我如果给我儿子，我会败坏 ，spoil him.
Oh, if I give the money to my son, then I will spoil him.
然后我后来啊，想到一个方法，我把这个通通都归给美国政府。
And then she said, finally, I thought, well, if I give my money to the U.S. government,
美国政府就派专车来接我到这个地方来，奉养我。
And then I have a special car that came to pick me up to bring me here.
她说我现在这里啊，真是安息啊。
And she says, I'm so restful here.
弟兄姊妹们，若是你肯把自己交给主，你的人生就可以这样享受。
If you're willing to give yourself to the Lord in this way, all your life you can enjoy Him.
从你献上自己开始，主就负你一切的责任。
From the moment of your consecration to Him, He is totally responsible.
主教导你。
He teaches us.
主来引导我们。
Guides us.
主来管理我们。
And He
缺乏的时候，他为你做预备。
In times of lacking, He is your provision.
在失败的时候，他来扶你起来。
In times of failures, He supports you.
所以我们常常跟年轻弟兄姊妹讲了。
So we tell the young ones.
你祷告的时候啊。
When you pray,
不要求主成全你的意思。
Do not ask the Lord to do what you want.
要求主成全他的意思。
Ask the Lord to do what He wants.
这话怎么讲呢？
Then he says, "I don't understand."
我说，如果主成全，照着你的意思成全你，那么你负责任。
I said, "Well, if you ask the Lord to do what you want, then you're responsible."
如果你说主啊，我没有意见了，你成全你的旨意。主负一切的责任。
But if you say, "Lord, I have no comments on my own. You do what you want." Then
那我的责任是什么呢
？So what is my responsibility?
他说什么我就顺从什么。
Whatever God says, I obey.
弟兄姊妹，他做你的顺从的生命。
He is the light who will help you to obey.
你知道很多人觉得人生很累。
A lot of people think it's tiring to live.
人生很苦。
And it's painful.
因为自己太能干了。
Because we're too skillful.
什么都抓在自己手中。
We hold on to everything with our own hands.
在教会侍奉为什么那么累？什么都是我的意见，我的做法。
Why are we so tired serving the church? It's because everything's according to my way.
什么都抓在自己的手中。
You grab onto everything.
若是你真的明白奉献的意义。
If you truly understand the meaning of consecration.
我们说今天全地都当树木。我的身体今天拿来进贡了。
Let all the earth be silenced because I am giving myself.
你知道那荣耀的火焰就从里面显出来。
that glorious fire will be revealed.
那说出圣灵。
It speaks of the Holy
Spirit. 保罗就讲到，这就是我们奉献的结果。
Then Paul says, "This is the result of our consecration."
我们知道主耶稣，他就做了活祭。
The Lord Jesus Himself became a living sacrifice.
在他三十岁的那一年。
On the year when he was 30 years old.
施洗约翰到约旦河开始为人施悔改的洗。
John the Baptist was baptized in the baptism of repentance.
如果有人不需要悔改，只有一个人，就是耶稣基督。
If there's one person who doesn't need to have repentance, and that is Jesus.
但是那一天，主耶稣来到约旦河。
But that day, Jesus came to the River Jordan, asking.
约翰为他施洗。
John to baptize.
约翰说：“我应该受你的洗。”
He says, "I ought to be baptized
by you." 你怎么反而来叫我给你施洗
？How can I to you?
主耶稣说：“不，是现在父神的安排是这样。”
He says, "No, this is the planning of the Heavenly Father."
所以我们理当做合理的事情。
We need to do what is righteous.
所以施洗约翰不得已勉强的为主耶稣施洗。
So therefore, John the Baptist baptized him.
从水里上来的时候，天开了。
When Jesus came up from the water, the heaven opened.
圣灵就降下来，像鸽子一样住在他里。
And the Holy Spirit descended as a dove on Jesus.
不是从那个时刻主才得着圣灵。
It's not that at that moment Jesus received the Holy Spirit.
但是从那个时刻开始，主耶稣的每一句话、每一个举动、每一个时刻，都在父的手中。
But from that moment on, every word, every action, every deed of the Lord Jesus is in the hand of the Father.
而且父呢，借着像鸽子一样温驯的圣灵，就可以调动主耶稣。
And so the Holy Spirit, just as gentle as a dove, He can dictate the life of Jesus.
这是长成的儿女。
This is a grown-up child.
所以耶稣基督最后呢，公开的侍奉三年多一点，给我们看那最美的活祭的榜样。
So the last 3.5 years of Jesus' public ministry, we can see the most beautiful example.
弟兄姊妹们，奉献不是一时情感的冲动。
Consecration is not a one-shot emotional impulse.
有的时候很多人呢，喜欢用情感来把大家这个情绪弄得很高昂，大家都站出来，我奉献。
Sometimes people like to be all emotionally riled up.
等着情感一消退，什么都没留下。
But once that emotion recedes, then nothing is left behind.
奉献也不仅仅是思想中理由讲通了就可以做到的。
And consecration is not that mentally you understood intellectually.
真正的奉献是我把我的意志折服在父神的跟前。
True consecration is that your will is bent before the Father.
我向他完全的降服。
I submit totally to him.
所以 Habakkuk 姊妹她唱到，那她说，说我意志做奉献。
That's why Francis Habakkuk says, "Take my will and let it be."
主要我这样，我就没有别的，我就没有别的选择。
If the Lord wants me this way, then fine.
为什么信了主多年的人呢？
Why is it those who believe for many years?
但是在他身上，有的时候我们看不见救恩多少的果效呢？
And yet we do not see too many results of salvation in this person's life.
归根最究底的原因就是主在这个人身上从来没有得着过他的意志。
The source of the problem is that the Lord has never ever gained this person's will.
所以啊，当主在他身上有一点点带领，他太多的理由就把这个带领消灭掉。
So when the Lord has some kind of a guidance in him, he has too many reasons to say the otherwise.
他就没有办法经历神在他身上奇妙的作为。
Then there's no way he can experience God's marvelous work.
我们可以这样讲。
We can say this way.
如果主没有得着你的意志，主就没得着你这个人。
If the Lord has not gained your will, he has not gained you the person.
他可能得着你一点十一奉献的金钱。
Maybe he gave 1/10 of your tithe.
得一点时间。
Or your time.
弟兄姊妹们，但是主没有得着你这个人。
But he has not gained you the person.
主在奉献这件事上不要求我们在行为上达到完全。
In our offering, he is not asking to be perfect in your deeds or actions.
也不是要求我们在生命里面成熟。
And he is not even asking to be fully mature.
而只是在我们的心愿上、心志上面完全。
But yet in your desire, you have a perfect desire to please.
如果我们存这样的心
，With this heart.
天天存这样的心
，daily，
事事存这样的心
，moment by moment，
主就开始在我们身上细致的做工。
Then he will in very detailed way work in your life.
你就经历什么叫做儿女。
Then you can experience what is a child.
弟兄姊妹，做神的儿女是再有福气也不过的一件事。
It's the most blessed thing to be a child of God.
我现在 到我现在这个年纪，我常常感恩呢。
In my age, many times I'm very thankful.
我跟父神说，父啊，我真是谢谢你，你的慈爱太美太美。
I tell my heavenly Father, I thank you. Your love is so beautiful.
我这个人如果不在你的爱中，不可能被成全。
If I am not in your love, there's no way you can do your work in me.
奉献呢，在开头的时候有一次认真的过关。
In this consecration, there's once in a lifetime you have to go through this hurdle.
然后我们就每天的把这个心愿放在主面前。
Then on a daily basis, you put this desire before the Lord.
这就是旧约时代会幕和圣殿里面早上一只羊，晚上一只羊，它的意义。
That's why in the Old Testament, in the tabernacle and in the temple, there's a lamb in the morning and one night.
主就开始从大事小事越过越细的带领我们。
Over big things and small things, He will guide us.
弟兄姊妹们，这是做儿女。
This is to be a child.
当我们这样过这一关的时候，圣灵的火焰就降在我们的身上。
As we go through this hurdle, then the spirit, the fire of the spirit will really burn.
这就是保罗说的，我里面的人就刚强了。
That's why Paul says, my inner man will be strengthened.
我要举一个小小小的例子。
I want to give you an example.
有的时候我们呢，这个外面的人就是我的身体生病了。
Sometimes our outer man, like our physical body.
或者头痛了。
We're sick. We have a headache.
或者很疲倦了。
Or we're tired.
好，那么我里面的人如果刚强的话，我可以胜过他。我还是可以来聚会。
If my inner man is strong, I can overcome it. I can still go to the meeting.
而且聚完会，我外面的疲倦完全消失了。
At the end of the meeting, my tiredness went away.
病痛得医治了。
My illness went away.
但若是我里面的人软弱。
But if my inner man is weak.
那么外面的人拖着他去哪里，他就去哪里。
And the outer man will drag him here or there.
都没有办法胜过。
We cannot overcome.
弟兄姊妹，多少时候我们都是被里面的人软弱，所以一个线上的人，他里面的人靠着圣灵就刚强起来。
So many times when the inner man is strong by the Holy Spirit, we can be strengthened.
圣灵的作为啊，是显出神丰盛的荣耀。
The work of the Holy Spirit is to show forth His abundant glory.
所以保罗求圣灵的那个祷告，他说：“求父按着他丰盛的荣耀。”借着他的灵使你们里面的人刚强起来。
That's what Paul says, may his glorious strength really strengthen us in the inner man.
里面的人刚强啊。
When the inner man is strong.
叫我们会用信心。
Then we can use faith.
所以希伯来书的作者说，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，我们就是神的家了。
So when the author of Hebrews says, when we post on him, then we can become his family.
你知道信心的依据就是把神的话语当作可夸的盼望。
The tool of our faith is using His word to be our boast.
我用亚伯拉罕做例子。
Using Abraham.
亚伯拉罕呢，可能到了95岁的时候，他想绝望了，不可能有孩子了。
When he was 95, he thought it is hopeless to have a child.
到了99岁的时候，他也觉得我死定了，不会有孩子了。
By the time he's 99, he thought for sure he will not have a child.
但是他一想到神应许说，唯有从你和撒拉生的才是你的后裔，他就有可夸的盼望。
So once he recalled what the Lord says to him, that only from you and from Sarah you will have your descendants, then he had this hope.
所以他有朋友来看他说，亚伯拉罕，你真可怜，到现在这么老了还没后代。
So his friends may come to him and say, Abraham, you're so aged, even by now you still don't have a descendant.
可能有客人这样讲，他说不不不，不是这样的。
Maybe the he will say to his guests, no, this is not so.
我太太会生一个儿子。
My wife will have a child.
别人说不要说笑话了，你太太90岁了还会生儿子吗？
And his neighbors will say, oh, you're joking because your wife is in her 90s. How
他说
can she have a child?
不是我说的，是神说的。
He says, I didn't say that.
这叫可夸的盼望。
This is a hope to be boastful.
他就照着这个盼望来承认。
So according to this hope, he will confess.
照着这个盼望来行动。
And by this hope, he will work and walk.
坚持到底。
Insisting to the end.
这个行动，这个承认，就是他的胆量。
This action and this confession is.
这是信心的表现。
It's expression of faith.
信心的表现不是这个人天生大胆，他就有信心。
The expression of faith is not that because this person is very bold.
我看过天生大胆的人，碰到真的景象。比谁都胆小。
I've seen some people who are naturally born very brave, and yet when issues come, they're very scared.
但是那些相信神、把自己献上的人，
But those who believe in God and who have consecrated themselves,
他的信心就有根有据。
Their faith is based with sources and foundation.
奉献本身就是一个信心的行为。
Consecrating ourselves really is an action of faith.
因为我相信我的神是全能的。
I believe that my God is almighty.
他怎样说，他必定怎样成全。
However he says it, for sure he will bring it to pass.
所以我就跟主说，主啊，我照着你的话，把自己归给你。
And so we say, Lord, according to your words, I give myself to you.
当我们有这样的生活，
When we live in this way,
我们真可以向约翰说，看哪，父向着我们是何等的慈爱。
We can say like John, behold what love the Father has for us.
我们也真是他的儿女。
And we are truly his children.
我们在一起聚会生活，那个神的家就开始在我们中间建立。
And then our church life together can build up the family of God.
明天早晨我要开始和弟兄姊妹讲的家风的两个特点。
Tomorrow morning I want to talk about the two special characteristics of having this atmosphere in the
family. 明天早晨讲的第一个特点是真理。
The first one is the truth.
后天早晨要讲的第二个特点是敬虔的空气。
And second, on the second morning we want to talk about the atmosphere of godliness.
这就是神给我们的家教。
This is the rules and the teaching of the family of God.
愿主祝福他的话。
May the Lord bless his word.
我们一同有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
爱我们的父神，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为不是我们拣选了你。
It's not that we have chosen you.
乃是你在你的爱子主耶稣基督里拣选了我们。
But that you have chosen us in your Son Jesus Christ.
并且你的选召从来没有后悔。
And you have never regretted your calling.
虽然我们经历了你多少的慈爱和恩典，
Even though we have experienced so much of your love and grace,
但是我们常常辜负你在我们身上的心意。
But so many times we come short of your will.
父啊，愿我们更多体贴你向着我们的慈爱。
Lord, help us to be more considerate of the love of, that you have given to us.
每一个蒙救赎的儿女，
All of us who have been redeemed,
我们都相信你。
We want to believe you.
甘心情愿地把自己身体献上，当作活祭。
Willingly, we want to give our bodies as a living sacrifice to you.
好叫你在我们身上能够把你为父的慈爱没有限量的倾倒下来。
So that you can pour out to us your fatherly love.
教导我们怎样在你的家中做神的儿女。
Teach us how to be your children in your house.
好叫你的家有美好的建立。
So that your house will be built wonderfully.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for hearing our prayer.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.